Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Great morning to you. Well, it's another day. Great evening to some of you if you're in other parts of the world. Good morning, Professor Terry Benjamin.
How are you today? Good morning. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I tell you, I know you got a great topic for us today. I saw on Facebook where you're going to be talking about, let me get it right here. Oh, yes. Everyone, if you just tuned in, you're listening to my co-host every Tuesday at 7, Professor Terry Benjamin. His topic today, don't worry, be happy. You know what? That is so true. It's your call. You can either be happy or not. And so Professor Terry is going to tell us all about it. Terry, take it away.
Thank you so much, Lisa, again. So glad to be with you every Tuesday morning. I tell you, it's really it makes me happy to be with you, to spend the time with you and your listeners. And again, I mean, I think the title says it all. I mean, really, don't worry. I mean, worrying takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of time for what you really should be doing. And really, what you want to do is to be happy. And again, it's your call. It's what you make it. And briefly, I just want to say that happiness is not based on the weather or things outside of yourself. In the final analysis, really happiness is within you. It's what you bring out. And it's been interesting because when I think about happiness, I am struck by the words of President Abraham Lincoln. It was he who said, "It has been my observation that people are just about as happy as they make up their minds to be." When I first read this quote, it sent chills up my spine. It said what I have been thinking for a long, long time. It said to me, and I think it says to you and other people, that the essence of this message is that happiness is a choice, that one can make up their mind to be happy. In other words, you make up your mind to be happy, or you can make up your mind to be unhappy. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather be happy. And I know for a lot of people, this is kind of hard to wrap their mind around, because so many people flat out refuse to take full responsibility for their lives. As Jack Canfield states, it's simple. You and only you are 100% responsible for your life. And he says in his book, and there's really a great book, a book called Success Principles, on page 16, he says, the bottom line is that you are the one who's creating your life the way it is. The life you currently live is the result of all your past thoughts and actions. You are in charge of your current thoughts and your present feelings. You are in charge of what you say and what you do. You're also in charge of what goes into your mind, the books and magazines you read, the movies and television shows you watch, and the people you hang out with. Every action is under your control. To be more successful, all you have to do is act in ways that produce more of what you want. That's it. It's that simple. And this is from Jack Canfield from a book called Success Principles, one of the books that I tend to read like every year. And Jim Rohn goes on a little further, and he says, you must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself. I mean, we can't change other people. We do have a measure of control of our own lives and change. And I say that you can dwell on the positive or you can dwell on the negative, the happiness or the unhappiness. It's your call. Now, this is like a light bulb moment for me when I realized that, you know, I can create, you can create your own heaven and hell right here on earth. And Wayne Dyer, one of our favorite people, Lisa, he says that happiness and success are inner processes that we bring to life undertaking rather than something we get from the out there. I want to say it again. Happiness and success are inner processes that we bring to life's undertakings rather than something we get from the outside. In other words, in essence, happiness is an inside job. When you look at your life, do you see, do you feel scarcity or do you feel abundance? I don't know about you, Lisa, but when I look at my life, my happy life, I see true abundance. I see overflow. I see myself living in the overflow of all this happiness. And the final point, and this is really key, because, again, a lot of times we go to the dictionary for definitions, and happiness, as defined by the dictionary, is, and I quote, a condition or state of well-being, contentment, pleasure, joy, cheerfulness, untroubled existence, living in expectation of having nice things happen to oneself. I don't know about you, but all that sounds good to me, really good to me. And with that, I have made my choice. I choose to be happy, and all our listeners can choose to be happy as well. And it's never too late for happiness. I'm always meeting people who are involved in things that I would like to do. Yesterday I had a meeting that was over an hour and a half with a young filmmaker, and he showed me his film, and he showed me how I can produce my film. And it was just really interesting to me because, again, I truly believe in the law of attraction. I truly believe what you get out, put out there, you get back tenfold. And so you got to be careful what you put out there because you will be careful what you get back. But my point with him is the fact that, you know, I'm looking, talking with him. He's a much younger man than I am. But I feel that, you know what, because he did it and he's willing to help me along the way, I could do it as well. And so that meeting made me very, very happy because it showed me that, you know what, if it's something that you want to do, there's someone out there who is doing what you want to do. And it's so funny, one of my Facebook friends gave me this quotation here, and she said, the difference between who you are and who you want to be is what you do. And I really believe that. I really believe that we have to set our mind on what we want to achieve. And I want to go to my last quotation. This is from Joyce Meyer, and she says, set your mind and keep it set to live a life of love. And then she goes on to sort of open up a little further, and she actually goes into the Bible, and she talks about, you know, again, this whole concept of love and the fact that, again, you know, we have a lot of hate in this world, for those who choose to move and to be about love can be the ones who are dominant. And I don't know about you, but I know for myself, I love to be surrounded with love. And the last quotation that I wanted to give is really from the Bible, and this is found at 1 John 4:7-8. And it says here, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God." And this is really, I think, the point of the message is God is love. And I believe that happiness is really one of the fruits of love. And so, again, the message today is don't worry, be happy. It's your call. You can choose to love or not love. You can choose to be happy or unhappy. And, you know, I think we should really drop that whole thing about the pursuit of happiness. A lot of people, when they say that, when they think that, they have the idea that happiness is something outside of themselves. And what I tried to explain today, my message today, is the fact that happiness is not something outside yourself, but happiness is the seed that you plant and grow within yourself. And so, again, it's really about, you know, not just sitting around thinking about doing something, but do that. Do that thing that you want to do, the thing that you love to do. Bring the happiness into your life. And as you bring the happiness into your life, you will find that other people will be attracted to you. Because, again, I think we should never lose sight of what really matters. And what matters is the usefulness and help that you provide to other people. Because I think happiness is something that you share. And the more you share it, the more you have to share. And on that point, I just want to end because I think, again, I want people to really think about this and sort of marinate in this to the point where they go through their life today saying, you know what? I have made up my mind to be happy, and I'm going to be happy in myself, and people are going to see that, and they're going to be happy with me. Because I think the final analysis, I mean, we really need each other to the point where we can't live without each other, but we have to bring to each other our best fruits. And I think happiness is definitely, and I know, is one of the fruits of the Spirit. And I think we should cultivate that every single day. And that's really my final word on that. Don't worry, be happy.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, and happiness is one of the fruit of the Spirit, also known by its code name, joy.
Oh, yes, I love that.
Mm-hmm. And so joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit, and people really, you know, like you said, you're teaching people that you can have this if you want it, and you can have it, you cannot have it if you don't want it.
So, Lisa, can I ask you a question? Why would a person not want happiness? Because I'm confused by that. Why not?
Well, there's all kinds of reasons why a person would not want happiness. Some people have made it up in their minds to be, you know, it's kind of like they made up their mind to not be happy because maybe they have some type of teaching they may have gotten. Some people actually have a different teaching. Some people have a teaching that says everybody can't be happy.
Wow. There's a scarcity, huh?
Exactly. Not everyone has the same teachings, you know, that you might have or others might have.
Yeah.
And then there are some people who maybe they've tried, they don't realize that they have the teaching that it comes from without, opposed from within.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not everyone has been trained up under, you know, whether it's the scripture that talks about as a man thinketh, so is he. And how, you know, this joy that comes from Holy Spirit that's given to us when we believe. You know, not everyone can embrace that teaching, as some people are not raised up with a teaching by Dr. Wayne Dyer. Not that he's the only one on that subject, but he's the one I learned it from, that you make a choice for how you feel, for how you think. You know, Scripture tells us even that we can take our thoughts captive. In other words, if you take something captive, you have control over that thing. If someone can come into my home and take me captive, that means they have control of me. So if I can take captive of my thinking, that means I have control over them. I'm just trying to show people how the Bible, the Word of God, teaches the same thing that Wayne Dyer teaches. Just in a different language, that's all.
Yeah. And the thing is, I know that, I mean, I read him, and he does give credit to the Bible. He gives credit to God. He calls it, you know, a higher power. But I think the thing that as I said in my little discourse, that, you know, you have to be careful what you read, what you watch, the people that you're around, because they influence you. They a lot of times they make you happy or unhappy. You know, it's not always, you know, what we think. Sometimes, again, what we put in our minds, what we put in our hearts, and that's why, you know, as I make my walk toward God in a different way, in a more concentrated way, there are certain films and books that I had to stop reading because they were making me uncomfortable. At one time, it's almost like my conscience had been dulled, you know. It had been seared to the point where I would watch things and, you know, violence and all this other stuff and not really affect me. But then as I realized, as I start to shift to another way of thinking, I had to let those things go because they were in contradiction with where I was going. I think a lot of times we don't make progress because we have one foot in one reality and another foot in another reality, and we just can't make those realities come together because they're not supposed to come together. They're diametrically opposed to each other. So we have to really, and I guess what it comes down to making that unconditional commitment. A lot of people don't want to make commitment because they figure that that puts them in some kind of prison. And it's not so much a prison, but it puts them on a direction. Like Joyce Meyer says, you know, we have to set our minds to a certain outcome. You know, once we set our minds to the outcome, we have to stay with that. Because if we don't, we're not going to make any progress. It's like when you say, I'm going to go on a diet, and, you know, you keep on breaking that diet to the point where you really are not on the diet because you're doing more of the wrong things than the right things. And again, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results. It doesn't work that way. You know, you set your mind to a certain thing and you follow that thing all the way toward the end and you surrender to that thing that you said that you want. But again, do you really want it? See, that's the question, I think. Do you really want that? Do you really want to be happy or do you want to be unhappy? And your actions, more so than what you say, determine what you will receive.
Yeah, I, you know, I'm not saying that I have, you know, all the answers to why a person would choose not to be happy. By no stretch of the imagination, you know, just my thoughts on why someone would be happy. But we also have people in the chat room. We'd like to hear their thoughts on why they think some people don't want to be happy. Or even those on the phone line, you can hit your number one key and we'll open up your mic if you would like to weigh in on that question that Professor Terry Benjamin put out there to me. That's just my thoughts on why some people can't be happy. I really think that a lot of people just haven't had the same types of teaching that some others have had. You know, the Bible tells us that, you know, we will knowledge. He says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge.
Yes,
so we understand. To me, that's saying understand that knowledge is important. He also tells us to train up a child in the way it should go.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't depart from it. You won't depart from that teaching. So again, teaching is important. It also says...
Because I think what you're saying is instruction, because I know for myself as a homeowner, I have many projects around the house that I, you know, hire people to do. And it was so funny because I had two people who I told them, I said, look, you know, they consider themselves handymen, they consider themselves entrepreneurs, and I love that. Cause I love to support an entrepreneur as I love to support myself. And the thing is, I told them, I said, look, you come to my house every Saturday, and I will give you $100. And then I will also pay for the course of materials that you need to do certain jobs around my house. I had no problem with that. Do you know that both these men, for some reason, refuse to show up? Or they call me, they say that they'll be here by 9, they don't show up to 3 or 4, and sometimes don't show up at all. So, of course, I had to stop dealing with them, but I was telling my wife, and it made me laugh. I said, you know what, I wish somebody would say, Terry, you come to my house every Saturday, I'll give you $100. I mean, I wish somebody would tell me that, but it is so funny, and I don't know exactly what that's about. I don't know if it's maybe fear of failure or, and many people, fear of success, because, again, if we start moving in the ways that we are supposed to, your life is going to change. There are going to be some things that are going to happen to you that you wouldn't imagine. But if you keep on doing the same things over and over again and really ducking and dodging opportunities to do better, well, you're going to be where you are. And for some people, I guess that's their comfort zone. And I know that there is no growth within the comfort zone. And sometimes to get out of that comfort zone, you have to do something that may be traumatic to your psyche or to your paradigm. I mean, it's like when you buy a new set of clothes, you buy colors that maybe you're not used to. This spring, purple seems to be the color, purple and gray. And for men, now they can wear pink and different colors that men didn't wear. I know when I first had my first purple and gray hookup, I felt a little different, a little funny. But as I got used to it, as I got all these compliments, I went forward with it. But initially, I guess it's that discomfort. But you have to push past the discomfort, because once you push past the discomfort, you find yourself in a whole new world. I mean, I tell people you have to go from all right to wonderful, and going from all right to wonderful, sometimes it's like it's a different mindset. But once you make that journey and you find yourself a wonderful, you get to start to like that. If you want to go back to all right, I think a lot of people just don't understand that, you know, once you push past your self-imposed barriers, your self-imposed restrictions, you have a whole new life waiting for you.
Well, they're going to learn.
And it's wonderful, but you got to make that initial effort, and you got to really be willing to be uncomfortable for a little while to be blessed for a long time afterwards.
Well, Kiva said in the chat room, true, you are what you know.
Mm.
And
okay.
Once you know something, now you have the opportunity to do it. Once you know it, now you're faced with a whole new opportunity. You can either do what you know,
mm-hmm.
or you cannot. Again, we are, it appears to be that we are a complex system of thoughts, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Choices, rather. I meant to say choices. Everything is about a choice. We could choose to be happy. We could choose not. We could choose to have the abundant life. We could choose not to. We could choose to start a project or not. So a lot of choices.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think one of the greatest things probably that, you know, parents can do is teach their children about choices in life. And therefore, they won't be so trapped and think that certain things are beyond their reach. Because, again, you can either choose to go to the highest level
mm-hmm.
of, let's just say, education.
Yeah.
A person where you pretty much don't get too much of a choice with high school. In the United States, though I know there is a dropout age in some states of age 16, some 17, some states have 18, but choose to graduate high school, or they can choose to go all the way to the highest level that we have in this country, say a PhD. That's their choice.
And the thing that makes me laugh is the fact that whatever you want to do, if you want to write, if you want to be a public speaker, if you want to be a filmmaker, if you want to be a singer, if you want to be an actor or actress, there are people who are doing exactly what you want to do. And it's so sad because it's not like we have to reinvent the wheel.
No. You know,
when I got into publishing, I got into publishing because I realized whatever Simon Schuster or Kensington or other big publishing companies can do for me, I could do for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that really gave me a sense of power, and that gave me control over my life. Well, I knew that if I did the work, I could put out books that would be of the same quality that they put out.
Well,
and that really inspired me and ignited me to really fulfill my destiny of being a writer.
Yeah, I think
I'm sure you had a similar experience, right, when you started publishing your books.
And, you know, well, one of the things that God has really, I think, you know, taught me is the whole concept of teaching. And I still say that, you know, God has jokes because he took a person that didn't like to be taught as a child who rebelled against teaching of all levels and all kinds to grow me up as an adult and make that like my key assignment. Is I believe that most of these things that people are lacking is because they needed to be taught to them. And that's why the blog talk show, that's why I go speak, that's why I, you know, do what I do. Because I really believe that somebody was not taught some things. So he may be this teacher, which I wasn't even trying to be a teacher.
Right.
It had no desire to teach. But there I am. So what you're saying is that, you know, talking about these things, well, let's go teach people how to do it. I don't have time to figure out, I don't have time to stop and ask them, why didn't you learn yet? I don't waste time with that. I don't know who didn't teach you, I don't know, maybe you were taught and you forgot. Let's teach you again. Let's teach you how to realize that success leaves clues. Something you want to do, get around some people, you'll figure it out. Let's go teach somebody how to pick themselves up from their bootstraps. If they don't have any bootstraps, let's teach you how to make some.
Exactly.
Let's teach people how to find happiness from within. And, you know, just keep it moving in that sense. That's how I think I fit into the scheme of this whole message and what we're doing.
Yes.
Even with being a published author, that came out of, okay, you have these 8 strategies that changed your life, that helped you grow professionally, that helped you develop into an entrepreneur. So now, teach others. So the easiest format for that, to me, was a book. Because I was in college, I got to see how much we relied on the books for every class.
Yes. Well, you know, teaching is so important because William Butler Yeats says that education is not the filling of a pail, but the lighting of a fire. I mean, I think our teaching is to inspire people, you know. I think what happens a lot of times in college, they teach us how to make a living, but they don't teach us how to make a life. And a lot of times we can make a lot of money, we can get a lot of promotions and whatnot, but again, unless we really look to ourselves and find out what makes us happy, what our purpose is, we're not going to have a happy life. And so I think what we're talking about today is really sort of moving in that direction.
Well, that's
trying to help people to understand that, you know?
They are, and we're out of time, believe it or not.
Oh, no. Wow.
About 20 seconds left. I just want to remind everybody about the networking that we're doing in our office in Elizabeth tonight from 5 to 8. If you can, stop by. We're starting our business networking group. Bring a sample of your product or service, your business card, conversation. It is $10. We will have light refreshments, and we hope to see you all there. Again, we have about 3 seconds left. Thank you, Professor Terry Benjamin.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll do part two next week, or we'll continue to talk about it. Thank you, Kiva. Thank you in the chat room. Thank you on the phone lines for tuning in. Have an awesome day. And Terry, that's wonderful. We're going to keep on being happy.
Yeah, we will. Thank you. You do that. That's your choice. It's your call.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.